Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, 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 Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our sustainer, our nourisher, our cherisher, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything that exists. Allah wahidu yakta hai, ek khuda bas tanha hai, koi na uska hamta hai, ek hi sab ki sunta hai. Maula, maula, dil ka zang chuda, qalbe noori paaye jila, dil ko kar de aina, jis mein chamke ye kalma haq, la ilaha illallah, amanna bi rasulillah. Allahu, 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 Allahu. May abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Arwahuna fida, may our souls be sacrificed at his feet. The most honorable, subhanallah, the most exalted and celebrated Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is resting beneath the illuminous dome in Madinatul Munawwara, known as Gumbad-e-Khazra. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for his sake, forgive us our major and minor sins. May peace and blessings be upon his illustrious and beautiful family and companions. Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. Marhaba and welcome to one and all to your program called The Early Echo. We say marhaba and ahlan wa sahlan bikum to the viewers of the social media, as well as those who are watching us of the YouTube channel. Marhaba, marhaba, alhamdulillah. As per routine, we listen to naats, manqabats. Yes, of course, we listen to the blessings and virtues of Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have some beautiful, rejuvenating Islamic topics and subjects which shines the heart and the soul of a believer. Subhanallah. So now let us begin by reciting Durood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Every day we listen to different and various ahadith and narrations describing and explaining the virtues and blessings of reciting Durood-e-Pak upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In a nutshell, I shall present this beautiful narration mentioned by Hazrat Allama Maulana Ahmad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, about a woman that came in the court of Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi and had complained about her deceased daughter, and she asked for some wadaif and awrad that she could be reciting, some invocations that perhaps if she recites she would see her deceased daughter in her dream. And she was given some things to recite. After some time she came back and she explained her situation and her dream by saying, Hazrat, I had seen my deceased daughter in my dream, and however the condition I had seen her is beyond imagination. She was being punished. Her feet, her legs, her hands were tied and bound together. She had chains around her body and she was being severely punished in her qabr or wherever she is. I, as a mother, could not of course then witness this sort or this type of punishment that my daughter was going through, and I came to you so that you may supplicate and ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive my daughter. Having said this, of course, this had saddened Hazrat Khaja Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. She then left from there. After some time, as he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi once slept in his dream, he sees a girl that is sitting upon a throne with a beautiful crown that had rubies and diamonds, you know, on that crown. And she was crowned with such a beautiful and amazing crown using a heavenly dress and garment. And then she smilingly asked, Huzur, have you recognized me? Allahu Akbar, I am the same girl whose mother had come to you and complained about my critical condition. Having said that, he says, yes, I do remember, but your mother had complained about you being punished. You were being tormented. And how did this transformation then take place, whereas now you are sitting upon a nurani and a beautiful pulpit, and you have this garment and this heavenly crown on your head? She then mentioned, well, this is through the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was a sinner. I was buried in that cemetery, where of course there were other people also buried in that cemetery and graveyard. And I was also being punished just as others. But Allahu Akbar, there was a person that passed in that cemetery. He passed the graveyard where I was buried, and he had recited one durood upon the Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Through the blessings and virtues of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal had removed the torment from over 560 graves. Allahu Akbar. And I am from amongst those 560 people who have been forgiven by the blessings of reciting durood and salutations and salams upon Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Garche hai behad kusoor, tum ho afu wo ghafoor, dard ko kar do dawa, tum pe karoron durood. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. This was the blessings of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some ulama and scholars have mentioned that if there is lots of hardships that you have faced in terms of finance, in terms of any other difficulty that you are facing in your life right now, you are stressed about anything, this is also my personal observation and experience, recite abundance of durood tunajjina. And scholars have mentioned the barakat and the blessings of reciting this durood, no matter how severe and how difficult the situation may be, by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah azza wa jal, and the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you recite it with conviction, with yaqeen, with concentration, and you also repent for whatever had transpired in your life, and you make a firm intention not to do that again by reciting durood tunajjina, and that is to say, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin salatan tunajjina biha min jami'il ahwali wal afat wa taqadhi lana biha jami'il hajat wa tutahhiruna biha min jami'is sayyi'at wa tarfa'una biha ala darajat wa tuballighuna biha aqsal ghayat min jami'il khayrat fil hayati wa ba'da al mamat innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Inshallah azza wa jal, recite this as much as you can, inshallah, by the blessings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your problems will soon end, inshallah azza wa jal. And now we move to the next part of this program, should I say it's the next segment, and that is when we of course listen to Naati Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And aaj jo hum kalam sunne ja rahe hain, this is kalam e Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala alay, the blessed and beloved son of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala alay. Bada pyara kalam hai, and hum actually ye naat e rasool bhi hai, dua bhi hai, faryad bhi hai, ki kuch aisa kar de mere kirdgar aankhon mein hamesha naqsh rahe rooh e yaar aankhon mein. Pyara kalam hai, ise suniye ga inshallah azza wa jal, aur aap bhi jhoomiye ga. After this Naati Rasool sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we shall return with this program. Kindly stay locked to Madani channel. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Kuch aisa kard mere ke digar
me.
کس کام کی گئی یہ
خمار آنکھوں میں
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. ہمیشہ نقش رہے روح یار آنکھوں میں فرشتے پوچھتے ہو مجھ سے کس کی امت ہو, لو دیکھ لو یہ تصویر یار آنکھوں میں. اللہ پیا ہے جام محبت جو آپ نے نوری, ہمیشہ اس کا رہے گا خمار آنکھوں میں. سبحان اللہ, what a beautiful and amazing نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, composed and written by the son of Allah حضرت رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. And this نعت رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was being recited and recorded in a beautiful masjid which is situated in Karachi. بڑی پرانی مسجد ہے جو کہا جاتا ہے ماشاء اللہ. And we have been seeing the brothers who were listening to this Nati Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What a beautiful atmosphere and environment it is. Subhanallah. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he may strengthen these eyes, these sickened and weak eyes, that it may be blessed to see the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, they are weak now, but after seeing the blessed Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these eyes may gain such strength and ability. Subhanallah, sins that are committed through these eyes may be forgiven. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that when we go in our graves, we would be able to see the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us begin, as today's program is going to be surrounding, or the topic of today, the discussion which we want to have is in regards to the sign of a perfect believer, a sign of iman, the sign of a believer. As there are many signs of a true believer, there are many traits that a true believer has in him in accordance with the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ye badi simple si baatein hain aur bahut aham baatein hain. These are those things that many of us may not possess, and those who do possess and have these qualities and traits are extremely unique, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel and the social media. Yes. And I'm speaking about these qualities. Inshallah, as we go along, we will get to know them, inshallah. If we begin by this, and then we understand that we as Muslims, har koi gunahgar hai. No one is a perfect, or should I say, yes, a perfect human being, whereas we are sinless. Nahi. We are bound to make mistakes. We are insan. We do make mistakes. Some make mistakes. Huge mistakes. Huge sins are committed in the daylight, in the darkness of the nights, in broad daylight. Yes. Some are exposed, some are hidden. In short, whether rich or poor, whether young or old, gunas and sins are committed on a daily basis. I always say this, and I'm saying this again today, agar if a very, I would say a very wise, knowledgeable person has to be in my company, maybe from morning until the evening, he would be able to list many sins that are committed without me even knowing. If there's someone who's there to rectify and reform you, he will perhaps give you a long list. In 24 hours, these are the sins you have committed in the light of Quran and Hadith. So no one is perfect. We may assume that we have not done any sin today. There are some sins which are apparent. There are some sins which are related to the mind and heart. Allahu Akbar. In short, as I mentioned, we all have committed and we all do commit sins and gunas. But one thing is that a person who then repents in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he Azza wa Jal has mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who consistently repent, and he loves those who purify themselves. Allahu Akbar. So if we see or hear about someone else committing a sin, we should also try and ignore it instead of spreading that gunah and sin. Because Allah Azza wa Jal loves those who repent, those who consistently repent, continuously repent. A sin is committed, a gunah is committed, a mistake has been made. Instead of boasting about what had been done, a person should repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ultimate result of that repentance is that he then becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he consistently repents, because Allah azza wa jal loves those who purify themselves. Does not only mean that you have a bath in the morning so you are loved. No. Purifying here also refers to the purification of the heart, the soul, the mind. The inner self of a person needs to shine, it needs to glitter. Allahu Akbar. It needs to give out the radiance of Islam. So this is the life of a believer, dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, that he does not expose, he does not pick, he does not speak about the faults of others. He is very much concerned of his own faults. And thereafter, he of course would not want to be so unwise and speak about the faults of others when he is filled with faults and errors within himself. As the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is in Sahih al-Bukhari, man satara musliman satarahu Allahu yawm al-qiyamah. The one who conceals, the one who covers a fault of someone in this world, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal shall cover his faults on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. His faults and his sins that he has committed will be covered on the day of judgment. Repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make the most of it, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. And remember that these are the qualities of a believer, that we are friends with each other. Yes, there are many people out there who are trolling, who are targeting and tarnishing the reputation of others. This happens every single day. We hear in the media, we read in the newspaper, we watch on the television, we see on the phones. So these problems are being committed on a daily basis, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. The thing is that when are we going to learn? Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Holy Quran speaks about brotherhood, speaks about unity, speaks about how we should advise one another, how we should befriend each other. Let us recite this beautiful verse in the Holy Quran Pak and stop committing this grave sin, because this is also a sign of a perfect and a good believer. He Azza wa Jal has mentioned,
وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتُ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ.
And the Muslim men and women are friends to one another. They encourage good and forbid evil, and establish prayer and pay the due, and obey Allah Azza wa Jal and His beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are they on whom Allah Azza wa Jal will have mercy soon. Undoubtedly, Allah is dominant and wise. Subhanallah. What a beautiful verse. Allahu Akbar. Remember, these ayat and verses are also the signs of perfect iman and belief. In one verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned very clearly that from amongst the signs of a perfect believer is that when the ayat and the verses of the Holy Quran Pak is recited, it increases the iman in the heart of a believer. This is the summary of the ayah I mentioned to you. Even when the name of Allah Azza wa Jalla is mentioned, he trembles with fear in him. So when this verse was recited, it's supposed to have an impact on your heart. It's not supposed to be related to my sound, to my vocal voice, whether I have a melodious voice or not. It's all related to how much iman you have. So when you listen, when you hear to the ayat and verses of the Holy Quran Pak, the impact should then be direct onto your heart and soul. Here Allah Azza wa Jal says, and the Muslim men and women are friends to one another. They encourage good. This is something common between them. What is common? They encourage good. They assist in doing good things. They help each other. The husband would wake up his wife of Salatul Fajr, help her to do the good thing. Help each other to be honest. Help each other. Help one another for every nek and jais and permissible thing as a Muslim, and then forbid committing evil. Even if you don't know the man at all, if there is a way that you could stop that evil from happening, do it in your own capacity, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. This is to practice upon what Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned. And there are many other ayat and verses in the Holy Quran Pak. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, let us move to the next aspect. One is to cover the faults.
Ek hota hai ki hum guna chupa rahe hote. Hum parda dal rahe hote ki bhai, theek hai, itna aapne keh diya, kaafi, hum aur nahi sunna chahte. Ek ye hota hai ki banda khud khojta hai. He digs and he will dig. He will continue to investigate and he will go deeper and deeper, and he just gains some sort of happiness. He doesn't get paid for that work. He just likes listening to stories and businesses of other people, what's happening in their homes, what's happening in the businesses, whom they have let down, who has let them down, and what's going to happen next, and where he's going to go, and what he's going to eat, and what he's going to do now, and he was saying this, and he was saying that, and then it doesn't stop there, it goes on. Allah Azza wa Jal in another verse of the Holy Quran, because this is the second part of a perfect believer, and the verse goes on to say,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الظَّنِّ إِنَّ بَعْضَ الظَّنِّ إِثْمٌ وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَن يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَكَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَوَّابٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Here Allah Azza wa Jal says, O believers, Iman walo, avoid most suspicions, certainly some suspicions are sins. They would lead you to sins, and do not search for faults. Wala tajassasu. Don't dig and search and find the faults of people. Allahu Akbar. And do not backbite. Wala yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. And do not backbite one another. Would any one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? Surely you would hate it and fear Allah. Certainly Allah is forgiving, merciful. Subhanallah. What a beautiful verse to listen and hear early in the morning. This is the time in the moment when shaitan encourages us in the morning. Let us go through the messages. Let us see what's the stories of our friends today. Let us ask and dig and investigate and go in the depths of it to get to know more and more. And this just makes person happy. You know, our pious predecessors would avoid searching for faults of people. And even if they were gifted with such abilities, you know, when I say kashf, spiritual powers, they would dislike having such powers. Let me give you an example. Who does not know the imam of millions of followers? The leader, an imam who has millions of followers on this globe. None other than Imam Azam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Once in the masjid of Kufa, he goes to perform salah and he sees a young man making wudu. And he then tells this person, oh young man, repent. Repent instantly from disobeying your parents. This man said, yes, I repent. He goes further on, he sees another man performing his ablution and he says to him, oh young man, abstain from committing fornication. He just looked at the imam and he said, Huzur, I instantly repent, I make tawbah. And he goes to the next person, he says, brother, repent from drinking alcohol. You drink and consume alcohol, he instantly also repented. Imam Azam Abu Hanifa was blessed with the power of kashf, spiritual insight. And he could see the faults of people. Therefore, he rahmatullahi ta'ala made dua and supplication to Allah Azza wa Jal to take back the power of kashf from him. And his dua was answered. He could see the sins of the people in the water of the wudu, which would be dripping from their bodies, from their organs. Allahu Akbar. Just imagine for a moment if you were blessed with something like that. If I was blessed, perhaps, you know, we would always be wandering around the wudu khanas of the masjid so that we could see and see, you know, who's up to what. This is another way of getting out information. Oh, everyone's gunas and sins are washed during the wudu as per hadith of Rasulullah SAW. On the other hand, those who have been granted this power and ability that they would actually see the sin that's going down the drain, that's falling from the body parts of this person, they would supplicate to Allah Azza wa Jal for this to be removed. Why? Because they would not like to know what people are up to. They would not like to know the secrets of others. Because once you know the secret of the person and he has done wrong, they would have to rectify that person. And this is what Imam Azam Abu Hanifa had done by rectifying and reforming them and telling them, brother, you have committed fornication. Brother, you have disobeyed your parents and you're always doing it and you're drinking alcohol. Repent, repent, repent. And they repented. Imagine, for the imam to make this dua in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, for this power to be lifted and taken away from him, he would dislike seeing the faults of others. So the sign of a perfect Muslim, a perfect believer, is that he does not like to know the faults of others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to understand this, dear viewers. And this is our Madani channel, Sadr al-Afadil, حضرت علامہ مولانا سید محمد نعیم الدین مراد آبادی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ریگارڈنگ دس پورشن آف دا ورس ولا تجسسوا. یو نو دس از اے ویری امپورٹنٹ آسپیکٹ ڈیئر ویورز اینڈ لسنرز. اللہ اکبر. ہی سیز دیٹ ڈگنگ اینڈ سرچنگ فار دوز ہڈن فالز آف پیپل وچ اللہ عز و جل ہیز پرہاپس مے بی کنسیلڈ ہمسیلف بیکاز ہی از ستار دا ون ہو کنسیلز. And thereafter, on the other hand, the person does not want to say, then you keep agents in charge of you, or you have guys that will report to you. You go and search and you go and dig and find out for more stories, and then let me know what he says. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who covers the faults of people as long as they repent. On the other hand, we have this trait of wala tajassasu, tajassus karna, khojna. Allahu Akbar. Zara aap zara soche, think for a moment, dear viewers. I'm a namazi, I perform my salah, I'm keeping fast, I fast every Mondays and Thursdays, mashallah, I read my tahajjud salah, subhanallah, I pay the poor their dues, Allahu Akbar, I pay my zakat on time, alhamdulillah, all these wonderful things you have done, you have performed many umrahs and hajj, but if this one thing does not leave us, whereas we have this quality, we have this virus in us, all the time, it's our habit from childhood and we grew up with this. We like to learn and we like to know about what others are doing and what others are up to. We don't mind our own business. We poke our nose in everyone's business. Will that not eat our good deeds? Will that trait, will that severe, should I say, bad quality and virus that we have in us, will not damage our a'mali saliha? Will it not do that? Mawlana Na'imuddin Murad Abadi rahmatullahi ta'ala al-Fadhan says in a hadith, avoid having suspicions. Suspicions is a very untruthful thing, because you based your agreement, you based your judgment on something which is not real. It is just vahm. Suspicions, it's the thoughts that came in your mind and you think, no, it is this way. Without any facts and figures, Allahu Akbar. He says, do not find for false and do not have assumptions, because these assumptions would lead you to sins. As the Quran says, so it is very untruthful thing, and do not find false with Muslims. Do not have greed. That is to say, do not have greed. Do not feel jealous. Do not bear malice. Do not be cruel to them. O bondmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remain brothers of each another as you have been commanded to in the Holy Quran Pak. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. He should not be cruel to him. He should not be cruel and unjust towards his Muslim brother. This is the sign of a true believer. Ask yourself this question. And I want to ask myself this question as well. So we want to see a difference in our lives, inshallah, azza wa jal. Because lots of people have made it very difficult for many others out there. And they just gain some sort of joy by causing scandal, by causing corruption and chaos on this earth, on the media, on other platforms, without understanding whom they are talking about, what the outcome and the consequences of one comment could be. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Repent, repent, dear viewers on the Samadhani channel, for those who have done this. Because in another verse of the Holy Quran Pak, and listen very attentively, it is my humble and earnest appeal to you. Please pay attention to this verse, which Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us in the Holy Quran Pak. He has mentioned Azza wa Jal.
إن الذين يحبون أن تشيع الفاحشة في الذين آمنوا لهم عذاب أليم لهم عذاب أليم في الدنيا والآخرة والله يعلم وأنتم لا تعلمون.
أي أي أي. Those who desire that scandal should spread among the Muslims, for them is a painful torment in this world and in the hereafter. And Allah knows and you not know anything. Allah knows and you know not. So those who desire to spread scandal amongst Muslims, for them is a painful punishment. أَنْتَشِيعَ الْفَاحِحَةُ فِي الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. In this world and in the hereafter, there is a special and severe torment for those who love and enjoy spreading rumors about people. They like causing chaos on this earth. When any information reaches your ears, do not disperse that to others. Do not send that to others without proper research. Brother, why would you want to do that? Why would you want your sins to be exposed on the day of Qiyamah? on the day of judgment. The poet says so beautifully, you know, he says,
mujrim ho, mujrim ho, jaha bhar ka, aqa mahshay mein bharam rakhna, ruswa zamana ho, aqa daman mein chupa lena, ruswa مقبول یہ عرض میری للہ ذرا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا اے سبز گنبد والے منظور دعا کرنا جب وقت نزا آئے دیدار عطا کرنا
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. خوشخبری سنیں آپ ذرا. Listen to the glad tidings and the good news for those who do not have this problem of digging for faults, of searching for faults, simply because Rasulullah صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم in one hadith has said, good news is for that person who has been prevented from finding faults with others due to his own faults, because of his own shortcomings. Yes, khud mein jab itni khamiyan hain, itni galtiyan hain, itni kotahiyan hain, when we are useless ourselves, why should we say others are useless? Why should we say others are at fault? This man has no knowledge, that man doesn't know what fatwa he is giving, what verdict he is given. Apne aap ko to zara dekhen. Tuba liman shaghalahu aibuhu an uyubin nas. So what is the good news? You will get to know on the day of judgment, because there is a khush khabri, a glad tiding for the one who does not search for faults in others simply because he knows I am not faultless. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated, إِذَا أَرَدْتَ أَن تَذْكُرَ عُيُوبَ صَاحِبَكَ فَاذْكُرْ عُيُوبَكَ. What a beautiful saying. What a beautiful, profound saying. He says that before you intend to speak and to point out the faults of others, whenever this thought comes to your mind, usko dekhe, zara usko dekhe, did you see this one, did you see that one? Idha aratta an tadhkura uyuba sahibak, whenever this happens to you, fadhkur uyubak, for one moment pay attention to yourself first. Look at your inner self before you point finger at anyone. You point one finger, kisi ko aap ek ungli dikha rahe, teen baki aapki taraf to aa rahi na ishaare mein. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Time has come to repent, dear viewers and listeners, inshallah. This is the actual reality. Let's listen to another beautiful narration. A famous Tabi'i saint, Sayyiduna Mujahid alayhi rahmatullahi al-wahid, has said, when a person mentions his Islamic brother with good words, when you describe the good qualities of a person to another person, the angels that are with him make dua for him and they say, may Allah also grant you the same qualities. Brother, if you were speaking good about that certain Mufti sahib, Allah has blessed Mufti sahib with immense knowledge. Allah has blessed that Alim sahib and Mulana sahib or Hafiz sahib. Allah has given this quality to his brother. When you speak about the good things about a person, the angels that with you, those angels that are appointed to protect you, to be with you from your birth till your grave, they then make dua for you and they say, ya Allah, make this brother just like him. Grant him the very same qualities as well. And when you speak bad about someone, the very same angels say, you have revealed his secret, you are speaking ill about him, make shukr to Allah Azza wa Jal that he has concealed your faults and not has yet exposed your faults, yet you are digging and asking and finding about his faults.
So even the angels supplicate for the one who has this quality of putting a blind eye and a deaf ear to things of that nature. Let us bring about this beautiful quality within us. No, it is such a great quality. It is a sign of perfect iman and faith, dear viewers on this Madinian channel, because this is our topic of discussion today. Allahu Akbar. Look at another beautiful saying of another wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrati Sayyidatuna Rabi'a Adawiyya rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha. She says, when a person tastes the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes him aware of his own faults so that he does not pay attention to the faults of others. In other words, he gets busy rectifying himself where he has the time to find out what must A, B, and C had done. Allahu Akbar. Rabi'a Adawiyya rahmatullahi ta'ala never said this once. She used to often say this in her majalis and give this good news to those who would attend. Allahu Akbar. Her functions or her gatherings. That the one who tastes the love of Allah, the one who had the zaiqa and the taste of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, he never ever is found finding out faults of others. Look at the zaat of Amir al-Sunnat. Allahu Akbar. Bila shubha, without doubt, he puts an immediate deaf ear. He puts his fingers in his blessed ears, in his ears. Mujhe kuch sunna nahi hai. Hamara ta slogan, Dawud Islami ka nara bhi to yehi hai. Regarding ghibat, regarding chughli, regarding backbiting, finding faults, gali galoch. Because this is the mission and this is what will bring out the inner quality of a person and shine out the sign of his iman. It is filled with all this rust and virus and dirt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purify us. May we gain the tazkiyah of the qulub, the purification of the heart. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then says about another quality of a believer. Chale, this is another sign of a believer. What is another sign? What is the sign? He says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, none of you can become a perfect believer. Remember, the statement is that if you want to become, you cannot become. Why? Because one of the prerequisites of faith which is kamil, faith and iman which is full in totality to receive this iman in abundance, to bring out the iman, one of the qualities is that, subhanallah, a believer, a mu'min, loves what he loves for others. What he loves for himself is what he must love for others as well. It's not that you keep the best and you give the rest, as people say. Allahu Akbar. We keep that what we love ourselves. In Sahih al-Bukhari, this hadith is dear viewers. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned that understand that the faith of a believer is not perfect unless he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And if this quality possesses or this quality is in the heart of a person, praise his iman, subhanallah, amazing. He has this quality in him. Allahu Akbar. Because it is really foolish, as there are people who speak about their iman and how strong believers they are and how strong ashiks and lovers they are, but whereas when they give charity, it's always seen they keep the best and give the rest. The stale food is given as sadqa and charity, always. Did you ever say, well, I bought this beautiful meal for myself, but today I'm going to give the first slice or the first luqma or the first portion of my meal to somebody else for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal? I mean, not wait for it to get rotten in the fridge or out of the fridge in the house when it's stale, when you no longer want to eat it, you got fresher food, then you're going to give that. Your favorite dress, your favorite kurta, your kameez, whatever it may be, when it's torn, when it's got patches all over, when it was washed over 1,000 times, and now it cannot go in the washing anymore, and then we decide to give the shoes and the clothes, and then we say, well, I am a believer, I have given that which is beloved to me. Brother, at that moment you were not going to use it. So when you give anything in the name of Allah, especially for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, always choose the best. This is the sign of a believer. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us imani kamil. Subhanallah. Let us move further, dear viewers, and listen to the channel. In another hadith Qudsi, remember, hadith Qudsi, it has been mentioned. It is surprising that a person who is busy finding faults with others remains unmindful about his own faults. It is really surprising. How surprising it is. It's so true. Allahu Akbar. When a person has the very same thing, I mean, you know what? Allahu Akbar. That man speaks so much of lies. Lies in his mouth, like you can't believe. You'll often hear these words. I don't want to say other rhymes, as there are many rhymes out there that goes about lies. And we're telling this to the third party about that man's lies. Have you ever thought about your own lies? Something very honest and very frankly and openly I mention this because it is the truth. Ki hum dusron ke jhoot ke hawale se to keh rahe lekin kabhi apna jhoot dekha ki hum kitne sachche hain apne baaton mein. To hum auron se kyun kahein ki wo aadmi sachcha hai ya jhoota hai ya he's a cheater or he's this or he's that. Nahi. Repent in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these were some beautiful narrations which we liked to mention, dear viewers on the Madani channel. Aur Ameer Sunnat ye dua bhi farmate hain apne kalam mein, munajat mein, aur aaj hum bhi ye dua mangte hain Allah azza wa jal ki bargah mein ki hum kisi ki khamiyan, kisi ko kotahiyan, we should not hear and we should not see the wrongs of others, and do not look for it, do not search for it as you search for a needle in the dark. No. So we should put a blind eye and ear to things of this nature, as he says in his beautiful poetry.
Kisi ki khamiya dekhe na meri aankhe aur kisi ki khamiya dekhe na meri aankhe aur sune کان بھی عیب و کا تذکرہ یا رب سنے نہ کان بھی عیب و کا تذکرہ یا رب
آمین صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ. And another beautiful narration before we come to the end, and you know this is outstanding and this is going to be the climax to this program regarding the heart of a believer. Everything is related to the king of the body, which is the heart. This heart is the king of all the other organs of the body. Allahu Akbar. As far as his heart goes, Rasulullah ﷺ has mentioned in a hadith, no companion, what he says, no companion should approach me with any words about another. I want to approach you with a clean heart. Allah, Allah, Allah. Have you understood, dear viewers? Here, our beloved Nabi, the master of both worlds, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned, or rather should I say, not my explanation, this is the explanation of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddis-e Dehlavi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, a great scholar. He has elaborated in regards to this narration and he says in this word, no companion should approach me with any words about another. What that means is that neither should we discuss their shortcomings, their wrong actions and bad habits. Nor should we say this or that about them. He said this, she said that, he's going here, he's going there, and they have caused this problem and that problem. No. Whenever you come to me, do not come to me. This is the saying of the Holy Rasulullah. Do not approach me with words about another. Evil words, bad words, secrets about that person. Why? Because when I approach him, I want to see that companion with a clean heart. If you're going to dirty my ear about that person, I don't want to go to him with a dirty heart. Allahu Akbar. The one, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who has the most purified heart in the world. Subhanallah, Allahu Akbar. The Mubarak heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that, I do not want to approach him with a hard heart. You know, I want to approach him with a clean heart. Subhanallah, that Nabi who purifies the hearts of others out there is giving us this nasiha. And then many a times we know the secrets of other people. And when we approach, we have a smile, but in our heart we know what secrets that man has committed, and we think I have done a very great thing by knowing the reality of this person. Those who deceive, those who commit fraud, those who do wrong in this regard should of course then be known in public if the wrong is justified according to Sharia. If it goes to that extent, it's another case altogether. But as far as you are concerned, if you can rectify it privately, do so. Because if you rectify someone privately, you have actually honored him, you have graced him, you have really rectified him. And if that rectification was done publicly, whereas it could have been done secretly, then you have not rectified him. Actually, you have embarrassed and disgraced him. So consider this. Rasulullah ﷺ says, no companion should approach me with words about another. And this is the closing part of this hadith, dear viewers on the Madani channel. Subhanallah. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'imi rahmatullahi ta'ala has explained that hatred, all of this are the qualities of the heart, malice, grudge, hatred. They sit in the heart of a person. You take revenge after even 50 years of your life. One day when you get the chance, you want to fulfill that wish of your heart because you had it in your heart for that person. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. He says, brother, when you say you are a ashik of Rasulullah SAW, when you say you are a lover of the Ahlul Bayt, then why don't you make your heart the radiant and reflection of Madinatul Munawwara? Let the heart radiate the reflection of Madinatul Munawwara. Allow this heart and this chest of yours to become the city of Madinatul Munawwara. As Amir Ahl Sunnat had expressed his desire in his beautiful poetry when he has mentioned,
Madina mera seena ho, mera seena, Madina ho.
Right, so we have come to the end of today's program called The Early Echo. And yes, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that whatever good today we have learned in our program, hum us par amal kare, koshish kare ki hum hatta limkan bachte rahe in gunahon se. We should save ourselves and save others as well. Remember, yes, you may receive high posts in this world. This could be your test. When Allah Azza wa Jal grants you high post, senior posts, you wished for it and today you have it. Do not allow yourself to change for the bad. Change always for the better. Because of high post, people start feeling differently. They start seeing people differently. Sometimes you may not do it. People assume that you are that. So you've got to be more careful with regards to your character. Do not allow that to change. Be humble in all circumstances, in all walks of life. Be like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wants you to be. Allahu Akbar. So yes, inshallah azawajal, we end on this note and tomorrow we shall be back with another program. We want to say once again, shukran, barakallah to all the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. We hope the best for you in this world and in the hereafter. And tomorrow, inshallah azawajal, we will be back. Please, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with good intentions, you may convey this message to others as well. You may share the video if you can, if it's possible, inshallah. And may Allah azawajal reward you abundantly. Until tomorrow, stay good, be good, do good. And yes, once again, we shall remind you, our maqsad and our slogan of Da'wat Islami, and this is the mission of this beautiful movement of Quran and Sunnah, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.